from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to the region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attari offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. The president said in a video posted early Sunday that the climate is changing and that the issue is not a problem for another generation.
It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion, it's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now.
He cited hot summers, higher sea levels, and more frequent extreme weather, calling them disasters that are more expensive and dangerous. Legal challenges to the regulations are expected from as many as 25 states, and the cases are likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Power companies have been converting their energy generation away from coal and increasingly rely on natural gas and renewable sources. This is VOA News. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it will make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose the deal the United States and five other world powers finalized last month with Tehran. The pact bars Iran from building a nuclear weapon in the coming years in exchange for lifting Western and United Nations sanctions on Iran that have hobbled its economy. On the heels of a landmark visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, where President Barack Obama declared Africa is on the move, he honed the message this time to 500 young leaders visiting from sub-Saharan Africa. The continent has achieved historic gains in health from fighting HIV/AIDS to making childbirth safer for women and babies. Millions have been lifted from extreme poverty. So this is extraordinary progress, Mr. Obama said. Ankara has promised not to let up in its airstrikes against the PKK as part of its declared twin-pronged war against the Kurdish rebels and Islamic State extremists. But the Turkish public appears reluctant to support the PKK crackdown. Dorian Jones reports now from Istanbul.
Turkey is facing a twin threat of terrorism by Islamic State and PKK Kurdish separatists, according to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling AK party. But for the past few days, airstrikes have been almost exclusively aimed at the Kurdish rebel group's bases in neighbouring Iraq. For three decades, the PKK has been fighting for greater minority rights. But a recent opinion poll in Turkey found the majority saw jihadists as the biggest threat to the country's border. President Erdogan's AK party is being accused of using the crackdown on the PKK to garner nationalist votes and marginalise the pro-Kurdish HDP party, whose success in the recent general election resulted in the AK party losing its majority. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Nigerian military forces have rescued 178 people being held by the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram in the northeast of the country. Those freed, 101 were children, 67 were women, and the rest were men, a military spokesman said late Sunday. And Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading, but later recovering some lost ground. By day's end, the Greek market closed down 16%, with bank stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.